Welcome back to Anaya Field, where it's rocking. The music is rocking here about 30 seconds to go before the second half. Cal's all fired up after scoring with only 8 seconds left to play in the first half to tie this game at 7. Let's hope Cal can stay fired up and keep that momentum from that score. It was all Milwaukee in the first half, getting 4 turnovers, taking it away from Taos. That is a lot to overcome, but this defense really standing up and playing strong. 2 interceptions to take away the turnovers that Taos had made, as well as stopping them on downs. They scored on the 4th opportunity, though. Both teams going onto the field now. Taos will be kicking off. Milwaukee won the toss and deferred. That gave Taos the ball in the opening possession. Jose Galindo taking the ball on a handoff over 50 yards on the very first play from scrimmage. The Cows going 3 plays in a row, going backwards after that, had to punt. That punt was blocked, and that's where Milwaukee started their offensive possessions tonight. 4 times starting inside Taos territory, the Taos defense stopping them on 3 of those occasions. This will be Taos's second kickoff tonight. Of course, Jacob Pacheco had to kick off after the touchdown score with 8 seconds left, and he took it all the way to the goal line on the first one. Milwaukee tonight, their 2 kickoffs have been onside kicks both times. Let's see what Jacob does here, and if he can... There's a little bit of breeze in Taos' face. Taos will have the win in the second half. Here's the kick. It is very high and very deep. It won't make it to goal line. Caught at the 6-yard line on the right-hand side. Coming up the hash marks. Gets through the first wave. This is going to get knocked down at the 32-yard line. So burst through the first wave. The Taos tacklers had a little bit of opening, but then tackled from behind. Taken down. Milwaukee will start for the first time tonight deep in their own territory. They haven't put the ball on the ground. Now it's on the ground at their own 33-yard line is where they will start. 1st and 10, the ball's on the right-hand hash mark. Milwaukee will be going right to left, defending the south goal. They'll have the wind at their back. Milwaukee in green pants, white jerseys with green numbers and green helmets, white face masks. Taos in their orange pants and black jerseys with white numbers, black helmets with no logo on them. Milwaukee will start with their quarterback under center, 2 men in the backfield, 1 man split wide on each side. Audibleizing here on the first play of the second half. Here's the snap. It's a handoff right up the middle. Breaks 3 in the secondary. Close to first down yardage, a 9 or 10 yard run right up the middle on the first play of the second half. Officials are stopping the clock here. They're going to take a good long look. They will signal first down. It was close, but they will signal first down, a 10-yard run for Milwaukee on the very first play of the second half. They've been testing the middle of the Taos line over and over again, trying to spread them out and then run right up the middle. Taos' defensive line has done an outstanding job tonight, not really giving up much running up the middle. That time they gave up 10, though. Same formation for Milwaukee. 1 foot on each side, 2 in the backfield, pro set, side by side. Their quarterback is under center. Standing up, audibleizing, now goes under center, takes the snap to hand off up the middle again. He's going to get tripped up for no gain. Defensive lineman looks like Ramon Barnwell had him around the legs. Yep, that's Ramon on the bottom pile. He's wearing number 95 tonight. He switches numbers occasionally. They'll put him in different places on the line, and that requires some different numerals. He got him around the ankles and stopped him for a 1-yard gain. So a little less of the spread formation here for Milwaukee. They're only splitting 1 man on each side, 2 running backs in the back, and what they're doing is letting 1 man lead and another man run behind him. 2 running plays here to start the second half. Now they spread everybody out 2 wide on each side of the field. Their quarterback is in shotgun. Their quarterback wearing number 5, Chris Quintana, the junior. He's got 1 man behind him by 3 yards. Long snap count. Here it is. Wants to throw the ball. Dropping back. He's being chased from behind. Now he wants to run the ball. He's got yards. He's got first down yards. Now he's going to get hit in the Taos territory at the 44-yard line. So a gain of about 12 yards on that play. The first quarterback keeper we've seen. That's the first time we've seen Quintana run the ball. Of course, continue playing on defense as well, so we know he's tough. We know he can run. But that's the first time Khalil Bilal coming off the right side forced him to roll out to his right. Looks like he's a little shaken up. He's on the sideline talking with his coach. Looks like they're going to discuss what to do. Now they're coming in. Although he was tackled there near their sideline, he may have just been getting the play directly there, but he looks a little hobbled there. Took a pretty good hit, but it's another first down, now in Taos territory at the 44-yard line. Ball spotted on the right-hand hash mark. They'll split 2 men wide to the left. That's the wide side of the field. 2 men in the backfield again. Nobody's split on the right, but they do have a tight end on the right. Quarterback goes under center. Here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff going right up the middle. He's going to barrel through the line and get to the secondary to about the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 5 or 6. They tried that at the start of the game, and Taos' defense stood up pretty good. Looks like they're trying it again, and now with a little more success, as we've seen a couple first-down runs here in the first possession of the second half, just running right up the middle. Marshall Cummings and Ramon Marmol there in the middle I don't think they're going to try that a whole lot, or they're going to pay for it. Second down and about 6 here. The ball just touching the 40-yard line on the south side, so between the 39 and the 40. They'll split one man way to the left outside the numbers. Another man split to the right. Two men in the backfield, side by side. Quarterback is under center. Here's the snap, another handoff right up the middle. He's got big room. He's into the secondary. He may go. Brandon Mahill's chasing it and not going to catch it. A touchdown for Pewaukee. Wow, a 39-yard touchdown run. Another handoff right up the middle. We were just saying, they've been trying and trying, seeing something in the Dallas defense, even though the defensive line doing a good job so far tonight. They kept trying because they must have seen something that time. They made it work, busting a 39-yard run. Pewaukee scores quickly on their first possession of the second half. Extra point kick attempt for Pewaukee. Here's the snap. This kick is up much better than the first extra point kick attempt, and this one is good as well. So only with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter, Pewaukee quickly on the board, retaking the lead. It is 14-7. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Mountain.